Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
In about half an hour from now, maths leaving cert paper 2 will be finished and higher level candidates will be hoping for a kinder paper than they got last Friday, because if you've been following social media over the weekend, you might have seen the huge outcry about higher paper 1, with many students emerging from exam halls in shock and in tears in some cases. The Irish Independent is reporting one Westmeath principal wrote, "Shame on you," in a complaint letter to the State Examinations Commission about it. But this is the time of year, isn't it, when we have lengthy analysis of exam material, interviews and vox pops with students before and after papers. So is the annual obsession putting unnecessary pressure on students and their families? Well, I'm joined on the line by Carl O'Brien, education editor with the Irish Times, and Craig Petrie, who's principal of East Glendalough School in Wicklow. And thank you, Carl and Craig, for being with us this morning. Now, Craig, firstly to you, I just want to get a sense of what level of pressure the media coverage of exams puts on pupils. And by the way, I'm including RTE in this because there's lots of coverage here too. But what do you think the impact of it is?
I think it's secondhand, to be honest, because most of our students aren't consuming RTE and they're not consuming the Irish Times. They are consuming their own individual Snapchat groups and their own individual WhatsApp groups. And so they're getting that pressure, but they're not necessarily going on and looking to read it themselves firsthand. They're saying to me, I was chatting to some of them this morning, that they feel most of the pressure is coming from the points race. They feel most of the pressure comes from themselves and their peers. So they're not overly conscious of how the media is maybe driving this, or attention in the media is driving it and our national obsession with it. But they would be aware, on a weekend that's just gone, they would be aware of the kerfuffle that has happened since paper one and going into paper two this morning, very much looking forward to something that would be slightly more straightforward.
And do you think that's a fair assessment of it as a national obsession?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think it comes from a really good place. I think we, as a nation, are really interested in education, in the education system. We're quite proud of it. We're quite interested in the Leaving Cert. We're quite interested in it, partly because it has that high trust and it is something that pretty much everybody does. But I think if you look at the newspapers in any given month, it won't be long before there's an education story, whether it's early in the year and it's fee-charging schools, whether it's later on in the year and it's league tables, whether it's June and the exams, August and the results. We spend a lot of time thinking about it and a lot of time reading about it, and we get the media we want, right? We are people who obviously want to read stories about it and we're interested in it. Mm-hmm. Whether that's healthy or not is a different discussion, but we are really interested in education.
Okay, and Carl, on that point that people are interested in reading about it, the analysis pieces, the Leaving Cert coverage in general, is it very popular?
It is very popular. You know, there is huge levels of interest. You could see it on Friday as students came out of the exam halls after that exceptionally challenging maths paper one. And I'm sure students maybe were going online, or parents were going online in particular, to get a sense of, well, how did the exam land generally among students? And you could see the traffic climbing very, very high indeed. So there is exceptional interest. So it's that it's not just the students, it's the parents, it's those intersecting circles of families and relatives, because everyone is interested in the Leaving Cert when you know someone who is involved in it. Mm-hmm. And I think that what Craig is saying, and I agree with you, we are obsessed by it. And I think we are obsessed by this exam and this process because it is quite unusual internationally, the Leaving Cert. You know, I think it is a grueling rite of passage. You know, it is a writing marathon spread over a couple of weeks. It is a very high-stakes exam still, like the majority of marks. In some cases, all the marks come down to how you perform on the day. And then attached to this, we have this quite cruel CEO point system for entry into college, where even if you get the maximum grades, you still mightn't even get your first choice course. So there is an awful lot at stake, I think, for students and for families. So I don't think it's a surprise that exams are of huge interest to a significant section of the population.
And it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, do you think, Carl? You know, does the media coverage ramp up the pressure, or are we just reflecting how important this exam is in young people's lives and that of their parents?
My sense is that we're reflecting what's happening anyway, you know, and in some cases, you know, there's a debate about, you know, so-called exam postmortems. Is it a good idea or a bad idea to obsess over the exam that just happened? I do think, though, for example, just going back to Friday, I think the coverage of Maths Paper 2, I would imagine, was a help to a lot of students who felt really upset coming out of the exam hall, because they would have seen that many other students were struggling. Many teachers felt this was a challenging exam. And also, I think in our coverage of this issue, we're able to tell students that, you know, you don't get too upset about it, because the way these exams are marked is they're marked according to a bell curve. So that basically, in simple terms, means a really hard exam can be marked more easily, and you'll get the same proportion of H1, H2s, H3s, or A, Bs and Cs in old money every year. So, you know, the key is not to get too upset about these issues. So I think we can actually help in that regard. But, it, you know, it's a matter of debate, and you would think it's an individual thing when it comes to students and their families.
I just wonder sometimes, Craig, if the reverse is true. So someone comes out of an exam thinking that was really hard, and then they read all of the analysis, or they see a vox pop in on RTE that tells them, oh, the exam was really easy. Yeah. Everything we expected came up there, and you feel twice as upset then.
Yeah, I see that there's very little benefit to the post-mortem, and we'd encourage our guys to stay away from it, because there were some students, and there were plenty of students here who left on Friday, and they felt that it had gone fine. They knew it was going to be difficult, and then they went home and discovered that, or they should have thought, that it was much more difficult, and worrying then, did they miss something? So I'm not sure that that's all that helpful for them in the long term. We'd be telling them the same as we would to our, I suppose, to our sports teams. You go in, you do your best, you come away, you spend a couple of minutes reflecting on it, that went well, that didn't go so well, you park it because you're straight on to the next one. The difficulty with Maths Paper 1 is it's on the Friday afternoon, they've nothing else to think about for the weekend except Paper 2. And so I think some of what Carl is saying has real validity, because they do have the time to reflect on, and the message that we would be giving them as well, that grading curve, that everything will be fine in the end. But some of them would have come out of exams on Friday thinking that went pretty well, and then to be hit by a media firestorm of, oh, I should really think that I didn't do very well there, and now I'm more nervous about Monday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about treating it like a match, but as Carl has described there, it is a really important exam in people's lives, and the way the CAO system is structured, I mean, this exam is going to decide the next 10 years of your life, quite possibly.
Yeah, it is. I think objectively, and look, there's still reform to be had, and this needs to get better. But I think if you were to offer a school leaver in 2005 the leaving cert that we're offering now, with far more subjects having a coursework element, which is completed before June, with far more choice for general subjects on the CAO, with more options for the PLC route, and with more options for apprenticeships, like objectively, we should be looking at this and saying that the system is better than it was and has more options in it. I don't think it feels like that to our students, and I don't think it feels like that to us as sort of the public consuming what we are around the story of the Leaving Cert each year and how important it is and how we keep drumming that into our students. And I think probably until as a society we get the message that there is more choice and that this is getting better, we're going to keep going down that spiral of putting more and more pressure on, and students are going to feel that.
Carl, do you think that message is getting through, or is more reform needed to the whole Leaving Cert structure that would just make it seem less important and therefore make it less stressful?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of reform to go, you know, and, you know, the thing with the exceptionalism and our cultural obsession with the Leaving Cert is actually reforming it is really, really hard, you know. So earlier this year, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, effectively had to abandon the first step of her plans to reform the Leaving Cert, which was moving the some of the papers that happen in sixth year into fifth year. She wants to move two of them, English and Irish. So that had to be abandoned in the face of opposition. And you can argue about the merits and the demerits of that reform itself, but it does show you how much we are all invested this exam and how high stakes it is. And actually, the moment you start trying to reform it, you actually come up against a very strong vested interest who might not want to change it necessarily. But there, it is true, we do need to reform the system, and we've been talking about it for decades. And even though we had the OECD who came in a few years ago and looked at our system, and they said, you know, you have a really high-performing education system, but you're, the Leaving Cert you have, it's causing a lot of pressure. It's effectively a filter for entry to third level. And really, you know, the answer is much more reform, more continual assessment, you know, less emphasis on these high-stakes written exams, and a bigger emphasis really on being able to access third level outside the CEO points rates.
You know? Mm-hmm.
But I think achieving that is challenging and it's difficult, but that is really the only answer to this.
Let's hope it's happening at a pace maybe we mightn't be happy with, but as people go through those exams today, you can only, I mean, your heart goes out to them. And Craig, we wish your students well as you're listening today, mm-hmm. as they're listening or their parents are listening at East Glendalough School in Wicklow, and everybody who is taking exams. It is still stressful, it's still difficult, but there are so many pathways into all sorts of careers now, and you hope that those students realise that. Carl O'Brien, thank you as well, Education Editor with the Irish Times. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.